So hi everybody, this is Ganesh Venkatraman here, and I'm here with Ashton today.
Yep. Hello.
So Ashton was our creative disturbance project head and manager for the last couple of years, and he's had amazing deep experience with creative disturbance, and he's here today to share a lot about his process, his understanding, and what he sees in future for CD. Hey Ashton.
Hey Ganesh, how you doing? Thanks.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Chatting with me.
How does it feel to graduate though?
Man, I gotta be honest, it just feels like I'm done with one thing and I'm on to the next, you know? It just keeps going. But I'm glad to be done with it. It's, you know, it's an accomplishment to have done, and I'm just on to the next phase of my life.
That's really nice. And so just brief our listeners about creative disturbance and your experience in it.
I mean, if you're listening to this, you at least hopefully know the website, what Creative Disturbance is, a podcasting platform, an international multilingual podcast platform to be more specific. And I started working here about spring of 2015, I think, maybe the fall of 2014 when I first came to the university. And, you know, my experience with Creative Disturbance has been, I started out as a sound designer. I had a lot of, you know, honestly, a lot of my background was in audio hardware and not so much in software. But I had been playing music for a very long time. I've been a musician for probably 13 years now. And audio has always been something that I'm very close to me, very dear to me. And so when I heard about what Creative Disturbance was in the realm, in the field, you know, being a part of the art and science community that it is, you know, that's something I could really get interested in. And so I, you know, spoke with Roger Molina, and shortly after I found myself in this sound design position. And, you know, truthfully, I didn't have a whole lot of experience going into it as a sound designer, as an editor. But the gentleman who trained me, Stephen Witt, who was the original sound designer for Creative Disturbance, got me up to speed pretty quickly. And then from there, it was just a lot of learning new techniques, learning a lot about the specifics of audio and you know, the tools at my disposal in order to make podcasts sound as best as they can.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. So from 2015 to 2017, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
How would you say, where was CD when you started and where is it now?
When I started, it was just a big idea. I mean, the idea had been formalized to a degree. When I started, we were publishing content, but we really weren't, I don't think at the time, sure of the direction that it was going to go and how we were going to push it there. Over time, the concept has changed. There's this big word that we use that we really care about, and that's community. You know, we want this to be not just a place for content, but also a place for community. You know, a lot of the people that publish podcasts on Creative Disturbance are distinguished researchers or professors, you know, or colleagues of professors, you know, people that are doing things all over the world, you know what I mean? And so we wanted to capture those people and what they're doing and allow them to showcase themselves and their work. Yeah. And that itself has remained steady through the whole 2 years. That's always been something we've done. You know, but the way that it's changed, or the way that it may be changing is with the audience. The goal was always multilingual and international, but you never know where you're going to get a hook into a community. And so we found ourselves with large communities in certain parts of the world, like Turkey, for instance. We have a, you know, fairly large Turkish following, which is really interesting, and that's not something you can plan for and expect
when you started.
Yeah, exactly, when you start, you know. But I think now the plan is just to continue to diversify. We want to diversify ourselves from other platforms, from other people, and show just this specific area and how it can be fruitful.
Yes, that's pretty nice to hear. And so what has been the one thing that you would say, you know, is probably your biggest accomplishment in CD, or the thing that you're probably the most proud of in Creative Disturbance?
The thing I'm most proud of is probably developing relationships with the producers, honestly. That's something that I really enjoyed doing, was getting to know all of these people from all over the world. And my biggest accomplishment was working. I mean, one of the biggest ones was working with a producer well enough and to the point where over Christmas when Roger went to France, they gave him a gift for him to deliver back to me once he came back to the States. And well, that feels really good.
That would have felt amazing.
You know, and that's great to see. And, you know, you make these connections with people and you get to, even if your interactions are limited to emails, you know, you still develop this sort of relationship with them. And it's really great to hear from a producer and to speak with them and help get their content.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. See, I've been around for about a couple of months right now, and I mean, I'm able to connect with you a lot more better than what I would have expected.
Sure.
So I'm pretty sure producers, that would have been the same case, and that's really nice to hear, Ashton. So just a word on both the professors who've been instrumental in getting CD out, Professor Roger and Professor Cassini.
Absolutely. Just
anything that you would want to say about them?
Yeah, I mean, wow. You know, there's a lot of things that are great about working this lab, and two of those things are Roger and Cassini. Both of them are just great. They're great mentors. You know, they're super great at allowing you to be creative in that space, very encouraging, but also very intelligent in the way that they handle people. And I think that really fosters a healthy environment in the lab. And I think that's really important for students to work and collaborate with. You know, I think the attitude they have, I guess, set in the lab has allowed me to not only be super communicative with them, but also with my peers and colleagues that I'm working with in the lab. And I think that that's majorly due to the way that they handle it. But also, as professors, they're both excellent. As individuals, that they're both people that you can look up to. And it's been a real pleasure working with them and for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure. I can see that this lab has culture and a lot of respect among people who work out here. And that's something that was strikingly different from many other organizations that I've been part of in my past. And that's one of the main things that made me really excited about the next 1 year or so that I'm going to be spending in this lab and basically building a lot of memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and all the best for your future, Ashton. And Creative Disturbance will always have your presence directly and indirectly, I guess, for many, many years to come. Looking forward to working with you in any capacity in future, and all the best. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ganesh.
Thank you.